درس پنجم
Lesson 5 Motivation Motivation, by definition, refers to what activates and directs human behavior and how this behavior is sustained to achieve a particular goal. Also, it can be defined as the set of processes that arouse, direct, and maintain human behavior towards attaining some goals. Some definitions of motivation are as follows.Kreitner, 1998, defined motivation as the psychological process that gives behavior purpose and direction, a predisposition to behave in a purposive manner to achieve specific unmet needs, an unsatisfied need, and the will to achieve, respectively. Young, 2000, suggests thatMotivation can be defined in a variety of ways depending on who you ask. If you ask someone on the street, you may get a response like, "It's what drives us," or "It's what makes us do the things we do." Therefore, motivation is the force within an individual that accounts for the level, direction, and persistence of effort expended at work.Heilapota, 2005, defines motivation as a person's active participation and commitment to achieve the prescribed result. Heilapota further presents that the concept of motivation is abstract because different strategies produce different results at different times, and there is no single strategy that can produce guaranteed favorable results all the times.According to Antonioni, 1999, motivation is the amount of effort that people are willing to put in their work depending on the degree to which they feel their motivational needs will be satisfied. On the other hand, individuals become demotivated if they feel something in the organization prevents them from attaining good outcomes.According to Greenberg and Barron, 2000, the definition of motivation could be divided into three main parts. The first part looks at arousal that deals with the drive or energy behind individuals' action. People turn to be guided by their interest in making a good impression on others, doing interesting work, and being successful in what they do. The second part,refers to the choice people make and the direction their behavior takes. The last part deals with maintaining behavior clearly, defining how long people have to persist at attempting to meet their goals. It can be observed from the above definitions that motivation in general is more or less basically concerned with factors or events that move, lead,and drive certain human action or inaction over a given period of time, given the prevailing conditions. Furthermore, the definitions suggest that there need to be an invisible force to push people to do something in return. It could also be deduced from the definition that having a motivated workforce or creating an environment in which high levels of motivation are maintained remains a challenge for today's management. This challenge may emanate from the simple fact that motivation is not a fixed trait, as it could change with changes in personal, psychological, financial, or social factors.Motivational theories. Even though many researches have been conducted on the field of financial motivation, and many researchers and writers have proposed theories on the concept of financial motivation and its role in enhancing employees' performance in every organization, some of these models have been widely used and accepted by today's organization leaders.Some of the motivational theories include Alders, ERG theory, Maslow, need theory, Vroom, expectancy theory, Adams, social equity theory, Taylor, Productivity Theory, Hertzberg, Two-Factor Theory, MacGregory, Theory X and Y, Geogo-Palouse, Path Goal Theory, and Skinner, Reward Theory.